August 5th, 2017, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. It's the Lebanon Blues Fest, sponsored by the Lebanon Optimist Club. I'm Elaine Dio, and my guest in the studio is Greg Clark. Hi, Greg. How's it going?
It's going great.
And you are the Grand Poobah, the organizer of this event?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm the talent coordinator, and I help the committee book the bands for the event.
How long has the Lebanon Blues Fest been a thing?
Well, this is the 19th annual, so it's a well-established and very well-attended festival.
Have you been involved all 19 years?
No, I played at the festival early on for a few years. And for the last 6 years, I've been helping the committee find the good bands.
You are a musician, Greg. You're a guitarist?
I am, yes.
Now, are you going to play this year, too?
Yeah, I get to play this year with my group, the New Royal Blues.
So let's talk about the Lebanon Blues Fest, August 5th. 8 bands. Tell me about the bands you got.
Well, starting off is Bob Della Pasta, and he is a guitarist and singer who's been dubbed in Middletown as a local legend. And he's a great player and singer and sings with a lot of heart.
What style of blues does he do?
A lot of acoustic style blues, and he may bring his son along to back him up.
Cool. So Bob Della Pasta's kicking things off, followed by the Tempted Souls Band.
Yeah, they're a Cincinnati
yes,
band.
They are.
And well-known and a well-polished act, and they play a wide variety under the blues umbrella. So then, of course, the great Sonny Moorman. Unless you've been living under a rock, you know who Sonny Moorman is in Cincinnati. And he's going to do his solo acoustic guitar set, which is exquisite.
And then this band called the New Royal Blues Band.
Yeah, that happens to be my group. And we've been around a while. We've been playing since the 90s and played all over the tri-state area, Memphis, and out on the West Coast some as well. And anyway, we're looking forward to getting back together for the festival.
What's your particular genre of blues, your little nook?
I'd say we do a lot of Chicago-style blues. We do some upbeat, funky blues and some jazz-influenced kind of blues.
Which should spill over nicely into Lisa Bialas and her Belle of the Blues Orchestra, big 12-piece band Lisa's been touring with all summer. And I get to stand behind her and sing a couple of vocals as well, horns and up-tempo stuff promoting her new album. So that's Lisa, and then the great Noah Weatherspoon.
Noah's been a busy guy.
Noah's all over.
He's playing everywhere, and with good reason. His playing's just become more phenomenal every year.
Is he bringing his 3-piece?
Yes.
Oh, man, they're killer. Mm-hmm. Noah
yes.
Weatherspoon at 630 Southern Avenue at 8 o'clock.
Right. They're the most upcoming band in Memphis right now. And they have a couple of sisters that grew up in the church singing, and they have a fantastic guitarist from Israel. They are the most talked about band in Memphis right now, so they're going to put on a great set, I'm sure.
And then headlining, it's G. Miles and the Helping Hands.
Yeah, G. Miles is led by Greg Mibbs, who is a fantastic guitarist and singer. He has started an organization to improve the lives of children and young adults. And so all the proceeds from G. Miles and the Helping Hands goes for that cause.
So when you that's a good point. You talk about proceeds. Admission to the festival is free and
correct.
Open to the public, but I'm assuming the bands will have CDs and T-shirts and things available.
Yes, very much
so. Mm-hmm. We're talking with Greg Clark, the talent organizer for this year's Lebanon Blues Fest, August 5th, 2017. It's right there in the street, isn't it? This is a real old-school street festival.
Yes, it is, right downtown, corner of Mulberry and Cherry Street in Lebanon. And it's been there in the same location all 19 years. So.
And you want to tell people that they should bring their sunscreen?
Absolutely. It gets warm on August 5th.
And there will be some chairs there, but you also advise people if they want to
grab
a chair and bring it along. Pets are permitted but not necessarily encouraged just due to the numbers. What are some other FAQs we need about this event?
Well, there's a car show. There's always fantastic food there. There's the large beer garden.
Now you're talking.
And it's right adjoining the stage area.
And there's a kids' activity area as well, right?
Yes, correct.
So this is definitely a family-friendly event. And so if somebody comes up on the 5th of August, where should they park?
They should park in any downtown area on the street. There's only a few blocks that are actually blocked off. So it's just a first-come, first-serve, free parking that day.
And do some of the area churches still open their lots with a donation?
Yes.
If you're so inclined to help out some of their charitable causes as well?
Correct, yes.
So head on up early, plan to spend the day. You can eat, you can drink, and you can get as much blues as your heart can handle. It's free admission happening in Lebanon, Ohio on Saturday, August 5th, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Greg Clark, thank you for stopping by and visiting. Have a great event on August the 5th.
Okay, thanks.
The Lebanon Blues Fest. We'll have information on the event that you can link to through our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal.